Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Mo Irvine, prison ministry missionary for the Diocese of Sioux Falls, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Mo Irvine, prison ministry missionary for the Diocese of Sioux Falls, shares what God has been doing in her life.
Today's gospel is from Matthew chapter 10, verses 7 through 15. Jesus said to his apostles, "As you go, make this proclamation: the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. Do not take gold or silver or copper for your belts. No sack for the journey, or a second tunic, or sandals, or a walking stick. The laborer deserves his keep. Whatever town or village you enter, look for a worthy person in it, and stay there until you leave. As you enter a house, wish it peace. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. If not, let your peace return to you. Whoever will not receive you or listen to your words, go outside that house or town and shake the dust from your feet. Amen, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town." The Gospel of the Lord. So there are so many good things in this gospel that I could talk about. But I think the two main points that really strike me are: the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and whoever will not receive you or listen to your words, go outside that house or town and shake the dust from your feet. So over the past week, there has been an inmate who is nearing the end of his life, or at least that's what it seems like. And the doctors told him at one point that he maybe had 48 hours to live. Well, today, it was a week ago that he got that news, so we've passed that time already. And as we've been going to visit him every day, to pray with him, to bring him communion, Father heard his confession, anointing of the sick, all of that. In every conversation, he always brings up what comes after, you know, when he dies, and how he's really looking forward to meeting St. Peter, or I wonder what heaven will be like. And he's starting to ponder these questions, or just 2 days ago he said, "Father, will we have food in heaven? Because I'm really looking forward to actually tasting food again," because he's been sick for a while. And during these conversations, I was just really struck by this pondering of heaven and what heaven must be like. And at one point he even said, "I mean, we have roller coasters and those are awesome. Heaven's so much better than here. So what is he going to have up there that's better than roller coasters?" Just so excited. And at different times he was saying that, you know, "I just find myself drawn into prayer throughout the day and having this conversation with the Lord." The question that just keeps coming back to me is, what would it look like if I lived this way now? I mean, there's that famous country song, right? "Live like you were dying." But what does that actually mean as Christians, to live as though today could be our last day? And which it is a reality in the sense that no one really knows when they're going to die. If you have a sickness or something, you have a better idea that it's coming sooner, but there's not this certainty. But what does it look like to live as though the kingdom of heaven is at hand? how would that change our conversations, the way we speak to people, the things that we spend our time on, how we see life, how we see other people, even the people that annoy us? Like, would we be less annoyed because we're like, okay, like, I don't want to do anything that will keep me away from the Lord. And so being uncharitable towards this person or that person, that would keep me away. But what would it look like if you and I lived that now, like every day, very intentionally, of like living for heaven and having that at the forefront of our minds? What would it look like? And I think that that, at least to me, that ties in to the second part of whoever will not receive you or listen to your words, go outside that house or town and shake the dust from your feet. And so we were talking about this in a Bible study that we have at the prison. And the thing that kept coming to mind is this quote by St. Augustine. The truth is like a lion. You don't have to defend it. Let it loose and it will defend itself. And I just think that really encapsulates what it means to be a Christian, of we can propose truth to people and we can be living it with our lives, but we can't control if the other person receives it. We can pray for them. We can do all that we can, but we can't control that. And that's actually not our job, to control how people receive the truth, if they receive it, and what they do with that. But our job is to speak truth and to act in a way where we're always living by the truth, this absolute truth that is God himself is the truth. That witness of living for the kingdom of heaven, though, as though it is at hand, and living truthfully, like that's what people see. And they're like, what do they have that I want? They live differently. They're not irritated by politics or the things of the world. They're not weighed down by the culture and the lies that are told, but they're living in this truth in a very deep way. And they're living for something beyond this life, this world right now. And I think that's what strikes people. And then they notice within themselves a growing desire for truth and for goodness and for beauty and for the things of the Lord. And then they're at a place where they're open to receiving the truth, because the truth is the truth and nobody can change the truth. So let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for this day. You are the way, you are the truth, you are the life. Help us to receive you more fully into our lives, into our minds and our hearts, and live from the deep place of desiring eternal life with you. Give you all the glory and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, everyone. My name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.